Essay, Adding Value to Tangible Commodities by Kit Pankhurst Nagamura. Just before I became a teenager, I travelled by myself to Washington, D.C., in that euphoric state one feels being young and out exploring the world alone. I struck up a conversation at the airport with a woman visiting the U.S. from Thailand. We shared a taxi into the city together, and en route, I noticed she was wearing a lovely bracelet in silver. The piece was Nielaware, intricately engraved with dancers and elephants on a black background, made by her mother. She took the jewellery off and showed it to me. I admired the craftsmanship profusely and, in doing so, started an unexpected chain reaction. When the taxi stopped to let the Thai woman out at a busy intersection, she flung the door shut behind her, taking off without the bracelet. I immediately rolled down the window and called out that she'd forgotten her mother's gift. "I want you to have it," she called back, and before I could protest, she melted into the crowd. If I had been older or braver, I would have leapt out and run after her. Instead, I sat in the cab, the bracelet heavy in my hands, bewildered. Later, my parents explained to me that in some cultures, if you admire a person's possession, that person might feel compelled, perhaps spiritually, to give it to you. A wave of guilt rushed through me. Nonetheless, I learned that an action viewed as polite or merely conversational in my culture, such as praising someone's belongings, could have unexpected ramifications in another. I also dimly understood that one could relinquish a cherished object into the hands of an unknown person and shift the world slightly in a positive way. That day, I went from a child's perspective of stranger equals danger to a new idea. Stranger equals changer. Over the holidays last year, my family and I vacationed in Thailand. My mother, who travelled thousands of miles to join us in Bangkok, bought me a hand-woven silk scarf there. It was a fabric of superb artistry, the pattern shimmering and wild, and I loved it. We returned to Japan, and the evening my mother caught her flight home to the States, I attended an art opening wearing the scarf, symbolically keeping my mum's warmth close to me. The artist holding the exhibition, however, saw the scarf and, could you see this coming? I certainly didn't. Praised it. I had an immediate vision of the woman in the cab decades ago. I can't say whether it was the Thailand connection, mother's memories or karma that triggered my actions, but I found myself giving my beloved scarf to the artist. He was mildly shocked at first, then elated, so was I actually, and wondered how I'd tell my mum. The truth of the matter is, I probably learned this kind of giving from my mum. What goes around comes around is a familiar expression, and perhaps I was simply completing a cycle of this sort. But more than that, I found that sometimes giving someone an object you value ironically increases the value of that object, securing it as a much greater treasure in your heart than it was in your hands.